Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'll be your host for the next hour here at BBS Radio. I'll be doing nonstop psychic readings. I do them as fast as I can, and I just keep on moving. I'm here twice a week, Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And I believe I have a caller online now, so by the name of Heather. And I'll go right to the caller, and I can talk with the rest of the audience as I move along. I just want to get the number out for the new listeners. It's toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, you can call direct, 1-530-876-3222. And the number is posted throughout the BBS radio site. So just in the meantime, while you're listening to the show, explore the site. They have some very interesting sections to the station. Okay, Heather, are you there?
I am, from Toronto, Ontario.
Okay, you got lucky. You're the first caller, and you were on hold.
There
that
you
worked
go.
Well.
I would wait a while. I don't care.
At least you didn't lose the spot.
I didn't.
I didn't realize how many calls there are and how many people enjoy this, and you can only do so much. I wish I could move quicker.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock, Michael, so I can wake up to phone you.
No kidding. Wow, what an honor. That is fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the biggest reward in what I do, is helping people. Actually, it's the ideal behind what I do. Okay, I can feel why. You're Heather from Ontario, I believe,
from
right?
Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to introduce you to the audience. And you're calling direct. I don't think we don't have Canada back online, so.
No, I call direct. I pay for this. But
good.
It's worth it.
Okay.
Actually, I really don't pay. It's a package deal I have.
A lot of people have a plan, too.
Yeah, right? I have a plan.
You know, after
matter,
midnight.
You can leave me on hold for half an hour.
Yeah, so in a way, it kind of works out. So.
Yeah.
But they're working on it, and hopefully someday they'll get it back.
I hope they put you on earlier, though.
I was just saying that tonight. I said the midnight
yeah.
thing is really...
It's hard. But you know what? I go to bed early, and I just yep. manage to wake up, and then, you know.
Yep. And it's been a challenge for me, because if I'm working at night, I'm rushed. But I do well. I'm okay. And if I'm off, I got to stay awake just to do the show. And it's like, oh, man, I could have went to bed at 9 o'clock and snuggled up. But it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of discipline on my part. And for my listeners, my real world in the Eastern Standard Time, I call it the real world. You can tell I spend a lot of time on the Internet, or used to anyway.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time, everybody says, I ain't waiting up for that. Let me know when you're on noontime. So I said, well, it'll be a while. They're working on that, too. They're going to expand.
Well, that'll be great. I think you'll find it'll really change. You know, you'll have a lot more callers calling in. I think
yes,
people that have to get up at 6 or 7 in the morning,
yep.
It's just too much, you know, for the
yep.
for the general populace that has to work in the morning.
Yeah. And another thing I'm running into, a lot of people know me, and my friends are saying, it sounds like everybody knows you. What's it, your sister? You got your sister and brother calling nonstop.
Yeah, really?
I've been at this for 10 years. Publicly, and my friends list, I add, there's got to be 10,000 names on it. I mean, not on my end, because you have a limit. I don't know about the new one, but the old one has a limit. But anyway, on the other end, the friend that you're adding, there was no limit, and I've been adding nonstop for 10 years.
Wow.
So a lot of people know me, and they know what I'm doing, when I'm doing radio, when I'm doing chat, when I got a cold, when I call in sick. So
feels like one big happy family.
Yeah, because the guy says, man, it sounds like everybody knows you, man. What's up with that? And I said, well, everybody, basically, I have a big following. There's 1,200 members in the Yahoo group. And so, anyway, Heather, let's do your reading.
Okay, Michael.
I'm
meeting a man tomorrow.
What's that?
I'm meeting someone tomorrow, but I'm already getting into a situation where he's got cancer of the bladder, and he's had two heart attacks. And I guess I'm thinking, am I doing the right thing? He's definitely, he's older, he's 57 years old, and he is definitely looking for someone to be there in a marriage and look after him.
Well, you heard me read before, I believe.
Yeah.
I just let it flow through me, and usually a general may cover everything that's on your mind.
Okay.
And for the audience, it helps when you do get through and connect with me at all, ever. Kind of like just be dwelling on what you'd like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pulled to that. And I was shown that you were dealing with some very deep, profound decision-making. It wasn't your average decision-making. And it's not going to be easy. You already know that.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to change you. I feel it's going to be a change for the better, and I feel like it's, at the same time, it's rough and hard. It's also going to be equally rewarding and profound. So I wouldn't let his health make the decision for me. I would just follow my heart. Now, I feel like if you do go into it, now, this was a new lover or a new friend?
Not a lover yet. Someone that I've met recently. Well, met as in talking on the phone, and tomorrow we're supposed to meet.
Okay. I would go through with the meeting. I would allow it to unfold. This is what I'm hearing. But be prepared to go deep emotionally and spiritually.
With this man.
Yeah, and with yourself. I think you're going to be, some of your boundaries and realities are going to be challenged. And
my boundaries? Okay.
Spiritually and emotionally, you know, should I?
I understand that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is going to, and it'll be some of the soul searching and the thought and the spiritual energy and emotional energy that you get out of it will make up for anything that you feel could be an obstacle in the relationship with him or in the friendship with him.
Will he treat me well?
I believe he will. I believe he'll not only treat you well, but enhance your life with new experiences, new people, new friends.
He comes from 12 brothers and sisters. I've always wanted a big family.
Wow. See, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
See, the rewards are starting already. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's already wanting to take me out to meet the family next weekend. There's a birthday party going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's a little fast, but he said, no, we'll have separate rooms. And
Now, who... There's travel. Is it you or him? Is he coming to you? Are you going to him?
He's coming to me.
Okay.
And he's not that far. He's only maybe a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes.
And to meet his family, would you have to travel?
Yes, we would travel about an hour and a half out of Toronto.
I got a feeling that you probably will travel and probably will meet his family, and they're going to be part of the blessings, too, that you get out of this.
In other words, they're going to, because I'm the type of person, you either like me or you hate me.
Right.
And a lot of people like me.
Right. I can feel that. I can feel that with you. And I think he's going to be crazy about you. And if you can get past the what ifs, you know, and what will he go into and some of the issues that he has and how you'll be dealing with it, and you know what I mean? I wouldn't let that be the thing that stops me from reaping these blessings that I would have.
Already told me that he'll buy a house.
He would what?
He would buy a house, and he would want me there, right, you know.
I can see that. I think he would worship you. I think he would bless you beyond belief. Where most people would say, oh, man, you're ill, and you said he had a few other problems.
He's had two heart attacks, so I'm...
All right. Most
Can
people,
I tell
some
you
people,
what my fear is, or should I not say anything yet?
Yeah, well, some people would see that. It would scare them, you know?
I just buried my husband 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to look after my husband, and he was very ill.
Wow.
And so, of course, this is triggering that, what I went through and how I got very exhausted. And
you've been through a lot.
I have, and I need a fair bit of time to get over that chapter in my life.
Yes. And, you know, this sounds like a cliche, but I find the best thing is doing something for someone else.
Yeah.
It sounds so simple, or it might even be hard for some people to do, but I found that if you just make somebody feel better or laugh or do something significant for someone, there's a healing ripple to it. And,
he's involved in a legal situation. His family, there's 10 of them, are involved with a legal situation with a family member. It has to do with the estate, the parents' estate. Do you see that being resolved anytime soon?
I'd rather not go there because it's more his business, and it would kind of like make this too lengthy. And
he's already told me I'd be involved, though,
because
I would be a partner to him.
I don't see the man having financial difficulties, and I do feel him expanding in many different ways. And I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like he'll be a part of it. So I don't see any catastrophic financial going on with him at all. It's all positive and expansion. Everything is expansion with him and with you. Everything.
He's never been married. At 57 years old and a man hasn't been married, that scares me. He's either gay or he's, you know.
That's why you're following your intuition. You're going slow.
Oh, I am.
And,
definitely.
And you use caution, you go slow, and you get to know each other. But don't let his baggage or his issues frighten you off just yet, because I believe if you can get past them, there'll be many, many blessings for you.
He's already told me that he wants, it would be a partnership. He doesn't want a one-night stand, so I do not want a one-night stand either.
Yeah, I can feel that with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a real good guy.
Pardon?
I think he's a real good guy. I'm getting very good vibes from him. And I believe you need something like that.
Well,
so,
he's already said he's looking at a possible house within 2 to 3 months, and he would want me with him.
Good, good. I go slow with it. I'm feeling that it's going to unfold. Let it unfold naturally, and that you'll go through with it. And that it's going to be pleasant and interesting and cause you to change, and like an inner change with you. Almost like you shift your consciousness from yourself and your problems to a relationship with him.
Well, the thing is, by looking after him, I look after myself too, because it would be positive eating and vitamins and all sorts of healthy things. My daughter is 29 years old, and I was over there on Thursday to see my grandchildren.
Yeah.
There was tension in the home, and I'm not sure how to put my finger on it, but I heard my son-in-law say something kind of derogatory in the background, and I have a feeling this marriage is in trouble. Will I be called upon to support her?
Yeah, I feel you're right, but I also feel that for the time being, you should just pray, keep your energy out of it.
Yeah,
them.
I've already felt that. I was going to talk to my son-in-law, but my inner voice told me no.
Good.
That let them come to you.
Good. I feel that with you. You have some good inner guidance, and you're following it. That's another good thing. And I felt the same thing you felt, that you should keep your energy and thoughts out of it and just pray for him.
I believe there's a split coming. I don't know when, if it's August or September, but I felt like I should keep my my calendar fairly empty for August.
Yeah. It's, I would say by the middle of August, but I don't want to go there with the split unless I was reading them. I am getting some tension, and I am getting some issues that may appear between now and the middle of August, but for now, just let it go and stay out of it.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel that I'll be called upon, and that it's my to be there with my grandchildren,
yep,
to support them, you know.
And that's all. They come first, and then do just that. Just be there for them. You're not a judge or a jury or a police officer.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Or even a counselor.
Nobody has the right to get into a marriage and between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what goes on in that marriage but those two.
Yeah, and I think what's going on is maybe fairly new or it has just started, and I think they can get a grip on it themselves. And if you think about it or put energy into it, it could get in their way.
I believe it's financial.
I agree with you. I'm leaning towards financial.
Is one of them having an affair?
No, I think it's financial stress, I believe.
Okay. That's exactly what my son-in-law said over at the door as he was putting his shoes on, because I told my daughter I was broke, and I said, I'm broke by choice. And she said, now, why would you be broke by choice? I said, because I'm already planning for Christmas. And I'm saying the C word, everybody, Christmas.
Right.
And I started putting money aside for my grandchildren and for whatever else I'm going to need at Christmas time. So that has shortened or made me a little bit short of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And my son-in-law piped up and said, huh, she doesn't know what that means. Save her? Not likely.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that was a comment.
Yeah, well, for now, just worry about yourself and your meeting with the gentleman.
I am. Hey, listen, it's my time.
Let me give you some numbers and I'll let you go. I'll go on to the next caller. I know we have a lot of calls, and I have a 16, an 8, and a 7. Okay, and I feel by the middle of August you're going to be fairly busy too and enjoying yourself and very active in a lot of interesting things, so.
Oh, he's already got tickets. He's taken me to some concert.
Awesome. And it's going to be, I think he's the type that will keep you busy, and that's a good thing.
Well, he right now is not working, and the chances are he might not go back.
Huh.
Because of his health, he may either be put on part-time,
or
he may have the option to retire.
Yeah. I don't see him being the type being homebound. I feel him being active even if he is retired, so I wouldn't worry about that.
He restores cars, old cars, so he said that the place that he gets has to have a garage.
Yeah,
He's a heavy maintenance mechanic or something, and does cars. So.
Yeah, very interesting man, and it would expand your horizons tremendously. So.
Well, I feel that it has the foundation, the possibility for long-term, and because we spent a lot of time together on the phone.
Right. Good. All right, Heather, I'll let you go. And
thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
And call back again sometime.
They're in bed sleeping, but I will.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll be on days soon.
Okay, good luck.
Good night, Heather. God bless and take care.
All right, bye.
All right, go slow with everything. Okay, everybody, I noted another call, so I'll just get the number out there real quick. This is You're in the Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. The number for your psychic reading would be toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. toll-free. And anywhere else, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Michael Goger. Has a ring to it. Okay, if there's another call, I'll go to the call. Hi, caller.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. this is my first time calling. Do I just go ahead and ask a question, or?
What's your first name?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
Tammy?
Yes.
Tammy, okay. Where are you calling from, Tammy?
I'm calling from Washington State, up by Seattle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. I don't think we ever had a Washington caller for some reason.
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast, so.
Oh, good. All right. Okay, Tammy. I tell you, I'm going right to a lot of work, employer, job. If you're looking, you're going to find. If you're in, you're going to be happy and expand.
Okay.
Supervisor and employer really backing. It's funny you're from Washington because I'm hearing government and politics, so I don't know what that is, but.
I actually live in an area where there's a lot of, it's like Navy towns. There's a lot of government work around this whole area. So.
Okay. Are you looking for work?
I actually just got a job working on a cruise line out of the state, but I'm going through a situation right now where I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not, just depending. I think I might be pregnant, so. That's what I'm waiting for.
Interesting. So you got a job, and now you don't know if you can keep it.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and I was being shown the ocean.
Okay.
And you said this was a cruise line?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I always wanted to work on a cruise ship.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me. Everybody I talk to actually told me that.
Even if I was a waiter, I think I could live on one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've been on one before. They're pretty fun. I don't know. I know it's going to be a lot of work working on one.
Yeah. All right.
You'd like the chance to do that?
Yeah, just the ocean and music and. All right. Okay. Was there a friend or a relationship that hooked you up with the job, or are you going to be working with somebody that's a friend or a lover? Or
I actually got the job first, and I talked a coworker of mine into applying too, and she got the job as well. So.
Oh, so you're going to have a friend right off the bat.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, cool. Because that's what I'm hearing, a friend at work. Now, what was the issue that was going to stop you from working?
Well, if I find out that I'm pregnant, then I would not be able to do that. Because I'd be gone for 5 months at a time, and that just wouldn't be plausible right now.
Well, right up front, I wasn't shown. Usually if there's a new baby coming, I mean, it doesn't mean you're not. I mean, I have been wrong, but yeah, I'm pretty good with babies, so I think I've been wrong once in 10 years. But anyway, usually if there's a new baby coming or one present, they'll hand me a new baby.
Uh-huh.
I'll get an image of two hands handing me a newborn baby, and I didn't get that with you.
Okay.
Okay, but my radio shows are a little different, and the way I prepare is a little different, so I mean, don't get mad at me if I'm wrong. And
oh no, not at all.
Keep in mind that it's possible that I could be wrong. So
okay,
but they didn't. I didn't get no new baby imagery.
Okay. Yeah.
So
it would be really, really early on, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because you're breaking up. You're on a cell phone or cordless?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Don't. As long as you can hear me, I'll just get the stuff out to you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Now, it doesn't mean you're not pregnant, but so far in the reading, I haven't been shown a baby, so I'm leaning towards maybe a false positive, or you're not. Now, and I am leaning towards you working around the ocean or on the ocean.
Okay.
And
that would
I
be
feel,
great.
And I feel like you're with a friend, okay? And I feel like the friend is good to you and good for you, and you help each other. There's a lot of support there for some reason. I think the two of you are meant to work together for some reason. So keep that in mind as you go, and if and when you do go, and then you're working together, keep that in mind. There might be a spiritual reason or a deeper reason why you two are together.
Okay.
And also keep a connection to government and politics for some reason in your future. Are you in school or thinking about it? Or
I want to go back to school, but nothing for politics or government, anything like that.
Okay. Or
my mom works for the government.
Oh, your mom does?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, she works for the Department of Defense. So, and there's a, you know, like I said, there's a lot of.
She may hook you up, I think, somewhere in the future. You may get an offer that's connected to government or politics, and then when you do get it, if and when you do get it, take a serious look at it and meditate on it and think about it, okay?
Okay.
Because there could be a very good thing there for you, advancement and expansion and a future, so.
Now, do you see possibly when I might be leaving for this job? Because that's one thing that's I've been waiting a while to
I'm
do.
I'm feeling very strongly between now and the middle of August. Does that make sense? Or is it
I'm just waiting to get my license back, and it's been a long, drawn-out process. Like, it's never coming. And
I wouldn't be afraid to say by the middle of August.
Okay.
And I am leaning in that direction, right around the end of middle of August. So now, it may even be, I almost want to say a, you're going to get along well with the supervisors too and bosses. They're going to be employers. They're going to be also very friendly and helpful to you.
Okay.
I'm just feeling a lot of support coming from that area.
Great. As far as relationships go, do you, I mean, I haven't been in a relationship, but it's been about 3 years, a while. Do you see anything like that in the near future?
I wanted to go there, but it looked a little complex. But seeing that you're mentioning it, I would, in the course of your employment on the cruise, or any other type of employment, be open. I feel like it may come from the employment realm, the business realm, the work world, or a connection to it, relationship-wise. Okay?
All right.
So be alert and keep your eyes open. And that's about all I'm getting on you. But I do feel relationship-wise, I'm leaning towards the work world, possibly even this cruise.
Okay.
Are you going to be testing for pregnancy? So
I was actually planning on doing that this week.
Yeah.
Because I have all the symptoms and it's getting worse.
It was showing me, it's almost like you, do you want to get pregnant?
If I was, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
I'm feeling that with you.
Yeah.
Very strange. I mean, not strange. I mean, you're not strange. It's just the feeling, the feelings I'm getting. I was expecting something totally different, and then I just felt that it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have panicked, you wouldn't have been mad, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, no, I would have been totally fine. Yeah, fine with it.
I think you would enjoy the film.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I've always wanted, so it's not anything that I would be worried about.
I can feel that. I can feel that with you. Boy, I'm leaning real heavy towards a new job, a step up, a promotion. The money's going to be good. You're going to really enjoy it. I mean, and I think it's going to lead to other things, to an expansion of your skills and your talent.
Mm-hmm.
So you might, like, I don't know what you're going to be doing on a cruise line, but you might see something else or get involved in something else, and it just seems to be a very win-win positive thing for you, this new job. So,
yeah, that's, I mean, the main reason I want to do it is because of the money. It's really good money, but.
Yeah, being shown that, the money is real nice.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of work, but. It'll
yeah, be. It's definitely a motivator.
I mean, do you see me doing that? That type of job for a while, or is that something you just see me doing temporarily for?
Interesting. Because I feel that you're going to change several times in your life.
Mm-hmm. I already have.
and I feel like it may be within the cruise line, or because of it, or connected to it. Maybe you meet somebody or you learn something.
Okay.
And then from there it takes you in another direction.
Okay.
And I believe that you're going to have other offers coming at you, and I think your mom keeps an eye on you and is always looking for something to give you a hand up or a step up.
Oh yeah, always.
Like an inner, you know, hey, you know, this guy, that, you know, call this one, call that one, do this, you know, tips.
Yeah, my mom and dad are both the same way.
I can feel them being very, very creative when it comes to helping you in life, and that's a good thing. I'm like that with my own kids.
Yeah.
So, you're going to get some offers and advantages from them too. Is somewhere in life, so you're going to change many times before you settle into who you are and what you're going to be.
Yeah. But my mom, she's actually been talking about moving down south, like to Mexico and that area. Do you see a move like that? Because if she did, that was one thing that I wanted to do, was move down there, and we were going to start a business.
Your parents?
My mom, my parents are divorced, so my mom wanted to do something like that.
Okay. She wanted to move and start a business.
Correct,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm feeling this with your mom. She's a creator. And she's always got you in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Being part of the creations.
Uh-huh.
And I can that's a possibility. I can see her doing her own business. But you're talking a little bit deeper than I want to go right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can see her constantly expanding and creating. And not only that, creating connections and good things for you. So, and I can feel you being involved and stuff like that with her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so there's going to be many offers and opportunities coming just from your mom. Not only the things that you're doing in life, but the stuff coming from your mom is going to lead to a lot of changes, too.
Yeah.
So that's basically how it's going to unfold.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
And as far as relationships go, keep an eye open. And any type of work that you're doing or employment, keep your eyes open for the people around you.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, definitely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Have a good night. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to contact me in private, just email me. The easiest way you're doing it. My email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And send your feedback to the radio station, BBS Radio. Fantastic radio station, fantastic people running it. And they have dozens of excellent shows and hosts and interesting things going on here. While you're listening to my show, look around the site and see what they offer and what's out there. Okay, if there's another caller, I'll go to the caller. I know there's probably some calls on hold or backed up. If not, I'll just keep on yakking.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great myself.
Thank you for calling the show.
Well, I appreciate you being there, dear. I have a question for you tonight.
What's your first name?
It's Gail.
Gail, where are you calling from, Gail?
From Tennessee.
Okay, welcome.
I found out a week and a half ago that my father's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And 4 months ago he still does have a huge blood clot it's inoperable in his leg, which is causing his leg to be symptomatic of like a diabetic leg, although he's not diabetic. And I'm just wondering if we could get any information from the other side about where this is all going to lead to. It doesn't look good, I'll say that.
Yeah. I'm feeling that myself. Did they, okay, now this is your father?
My father, right.
Your father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, did they talk about taking the leg?
No, he's not going to get to see his doctor. Believe it or not, he's in the hospital for a week, and he hasn't seen the doctor over this leg now for 4 months. and there are now holes for this blood clot, you know. It's so huge that there's been no circulation in the tissue, and so now there's, like, pock holes and stuff in it.
Mm. My God.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen. That leg will be amputated.
Okay.
He's a very active man. Pardon?
I do feel them probably taking the leg, but...
Yeah.
I mean, these kind of readings aren't meant for radio, so... But I'm leaning towards it, like you said. They may have to go as far as taking the leg, but...
Yeah, I think when the doctor sees it on Tuesday, he gets a report back on if the cancer has spread into the spine tomorrow afternoon. But then he's going to see, the blood doctor about this clot on Tuesday. And I think that doctor's going to be horrified when she sees his leg.
Yeah. I got a feeling it's even got gangrene in it already. But,
yeah.
And I think what's going on is are they under the understanding that they can't be operated on because of his system, his lungs, his heart? Is that?
I don't know if they are. You know, he lives in a small rural community in Kansas, and I really think if he'd have been in a larger hospital setting, that they probably could have done something about that leg right after it had happened with that blood clot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They didn't. You know, small community hospitals don't have all this, you know, high-tech stuff.
Right. Now, is there a chance that they all know something you don't know? Like, it's already been surmised it was going to go that way and there was nothing they could do about it? Is that a possibility?
Repeat what... Is there a possibility that they know what now?
Like maybe they can't even operate on him because of his condition.
You know, it's a possibility. Because he is very short of breath. He has emphysema, although he's never smoked a day in his life. He dealt with Agent Orange, killing vegetation out on the farm back in the 60s and the 70s because, hey, government told us it was okay to use.
Wow. It's a shame, huh? How old is he?
He's 73.
73? Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Another thing that's working against him, too.
This is age. I think what you're getting is some half your info isn't coming all the way. Half the info isn't getting to you. I think when you... Did you say you were going to visit?
No.
Is there a chance of you going?
Not really. I talk to him on the phone every day.
You may... For some reason, I want to go there. I don't know why. I feel like I go there.
Well, it could be for his funeral.
I'm not getting anybody crossing.
Pardon?
I'm not getting anybody crossing just yet. Not within the next 30 days, anyway.
Oh, no. I got a feeling it'll be within the next 6 months to a year.
Okay.
There seems to be too many things piling in on him at one time here.
And he is tough.
He's a tough old buzzard. Yeah, I know that.
They're giving me that. He's a very tough. And actually, I'm trying to get more info.
Hard worker, too.
Yeah, I'm getting that. And
that's why you take his leg, and he's going to give up living.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get more info, and they're telling me with him, it's like a spin of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Because because he's so tough. Let me see here. I almost want to say that there's a possibility that I can't even say they're going to take the leg. I'm right on the border even with that. It's almost like there is a chance that he's going to come out of this. He's going to...
Really?
He's going to get a grip on it.
Wow.
And he's going to live up to his reputation of being tough. I'm not saying that his problems are going to end there, but I don't think what we're talking about is going to be his doom or his demise. I don't get that just yet. I'm feeling like I'm hearing a lucky something. He's going to get lucky or...
Well, that's what it would be. It'd take a miracle.
that's what I'm feeling. Like, it's like everybody's like, damn, I can't, you know, I can't believe that, you know, he made it, or he pulled through, or it got better, or... So, and now they're giving me like a meter. It can go either way. They won't let me see which way it's going to go. And I believe it's because the energy of the system. Very strong, strong-willed.
Well, you know, there has to be more than just quantity of life. There has to be quality, too.
Oh, yeah. We both know that. But I was just looking to see if the leg was going and he was going to pass. And I'm not, I can't really say that's going to happen. I can say that it's up in the air and it's being shown a possibility, but I don't want to go there because because of his energy. There's a slight chance that he will bounce back to the point where it shocks everybody.
Well, you know, he told me when he gave me the news a week ago Friday, I was speechless, just silent for 5 minutes, and I said, so what's your attitude about this? He said, well, shoot, I'm going to fight it.
Yeah.
And I said, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cancer is something, it's really the individual and what their whole spiritual and mental attitude is about it.
Yeah.
As to whether it takes them out of here or it don't.
Yeah. The cancer, for some reason, I'm not too worried about at this time.
Yeah.
I'm
more worried about the leg than I am the cancer, really.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the cancer. I'm being shown it, but I'm not panicking over it.
That leg really concerns me.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no doubt about
The clot is all the way in the groin, all the way below the knee.
Leg
is five times the size of the other one.
Oh, yeah, I know, it's bad. I was. They showed it to me.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's bad. And that's why I said everybody's going to be in shock if he fights this to the point of even keeping his leg. So.
Yeah.
Now, again, because of the strength of a patient I'm hearing, I just heard this, the strength of the patient is above and beyond. And... There could be a light at the end of the tunnel with this. It can be turned around.
Well, that would be great if he could overcome that.
Okay, and one other thing, there may be some family stuff going on here and coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Some issues or some drama.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe even a friend. Does he live with a friend or? Does he live with a friend or a girlfriend or?
No, it's his third wife.
Oh, it's his wife.
Yeah.
But it's not your mom.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown. Okay.
And she's not very much older than me.
And I'm feeling some issues with this. So if and when he does pass, or you need to go there.
Yeah.
Or when he does pass, there may be some bickering or some drama, so be careful.
I'm sure over the will. He's worth a lot.
Yeah, just be real careful with this because it can get ugly real fast.
I witnessed it with my grandparents, and they had a living will. And I would never have thought things would go like they did, but they did.
Well, if and when he passed, it's going to be like an instantaneous flare-up.
Yep.
Now, for your own health and for your own peace of mind, act mature and appropriate and let the lawyers work it out.
Well, he supposedly has made sure he's taken care of the will. He updates it every year.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, don't get pulled into any drama.
Right. Oh, I did with the last episode with grandparents, which are his parents.
Okay, because you don't want anybody making
I don't even want to go through that again.
Yeah, you don't want to look like the bad guy. Uh-uh. You don't want to look greedy. You don't want to look insensitive, and that's what they're going to try and do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I'm staying totally away from that.
Okay.
Whatever Dad intended for me to have is what I will get.
It will, because it was like a flare-up.
Let the sharks feed. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, and that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you some numbers, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Did I ever get your first name?
Gail.
Gail from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a 10,
10,
8, and 15 for you.
10, 8, and 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
And tell your friends about us.
I do.
I appreciate it.
I love listening to you on Sunday evenings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay, everybody, I might as well go to another call. If there's a call waiting, Don, you can just ship it to me. I believe everybody's got the number and knows when I'm here and how to email me. And so if you will, just if there's a call waiting, let me have it. If not, I'll let everybody know I am here every Wednesday and Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. I love doing what I'm doing. I am a psychic medium, and I use it as a intuitive consultant. And I believe I do a good job at it, and a lot of people enjoy it. I do have a Yahoo group. If you'd like to keep track of where I am and what I'm doing and when I'm in a chat room, I do shows in chat rooms, although I've been playing hooky. And if you are a follower in chat, I will be in chat tomorrow and Tuesday. So keep your eye on the group email. I'll be telling you what time I'll be starting the show. Live in the chat room, on mic, on voice, just like I'm doing now, but it's in a chat room. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not bad.
What's your first name?
Wella.
Luella?
Wella.
Weller.
Wella. Well with an A.
Weller.
Willa. Will.
Willer. Willer.
Well, yeah, Willa. Will you? Yeah,
I'm a New Yorker.
You?
Where are you from?
I'm in Tennessee.
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 Second down Tennessee there. Call in a row.
Yes, I heard that.
Okay.
That's amazing.
All right. I love your accent.
Oh, I'm not from Tennessee, though.
Where are you from? You got South in you.
I'm from West Virginia.
Oh.
And I have relatives in Buffalo, New York.
You have an uncle in Buffalo?
That's my cousins.
Oh, your cousins?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm about 6 hours south, I guess. I'm in Albany.
Yeah.
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Okay. I was born and raised in Queens and Brooklyn, and we moved upstate. So you hear a little country and you hear a little city in me.
And yeah, you don't sound New York, though.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of it still.
A bit?
I don't think you ever lose it completely.
No. People think I've got an accent, but I'm actually from West Virginia, so.
I think the country made it balance it out a little. Made it interesting.
Huh? What'd you say?
Living in the country. I got a little bit of a country upstate.
Yeah,
you know?
So that's where I was raised.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see what we got for you. Thank you for calling the show.
Okay.
Tell your friends about us. Pass
oh,
the Abby around. You know, right off the bat with you, I feel like you're going to go into August, almost like with a new, are you looking for work or just started a job or is there anything going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a internet business going.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I have a question though. I have a family crisis and I'm wanting to know if this week it's going to work out okay. Problem with my son, and I want to know about that.
Okay. All right.
I'm supposed to go. I want to know if I'm going to have court Tuesday or I have to wait till the 25th.
Now, did you just ask me 3 questions?
Well, yeah, I want to know if the court if I'm going to have court on Tuesday or do I have to wait till the 25th?
Okay, first you want to know if you got to go to court Wednesday?
I want to know if we're going to have it on Tuesday because I'm still I want to wait another week till the 25th. I don't know. I can't feel anything.
Interesting. I would say I want to say you're going to have it Wednesday. You said
Wednesday,
right?
Well, Tuesday. Actually,
oh, Tuesday. I'm sorry.
We asked for Tuesday, but
I'm feeling it being I got a meter here, and I'm at the beginning of the meter, so I think you're going to be going to court the earliest convenience when it's supposed to.
Okay, now, it was supposed to be the 25th for my son.
Right. I feel you're going soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, what was the other question?
Well, is it going to work out? I mean, is it going to be back to normal?
I feel it going well for you. I do. I feel. I'm hearing it's. You know, I'm getting a mixed bag with you. I'm getting something with marriage too. Is this over custody or a marriage or?
No, my son.
Okay. This is your son then.
Yeah.
He's got some marriage and relationship issues going on.
No, he's only going to be. He's only 14. He's not 15 yet.
Oh. Okay. What is with the?
Well, it was. Well, this is awful. I don't really think he was trying to molest his sister, but the court, you know, it made it look like at the end. So.
Yeah. Don't.
I should probably tell you offline.
Yeah. I.
Because my daughter had to leave the house.
Right. Okay.
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 She's only 13.
All right.
It's hard to talk about.
Man, you got a lot going
on. I'm just torn.
Too much stuff. And this was your third question, the crises, the family crises.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's
so actually, it was all boiled into one.
Yeah, it's all boiled into one. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah. I. Okay.
Are you getting anything?
I keep hearing tell a good news, tell a good news, tell a good news.
Okay.
Now,
well,
are you in a relationship? I want to pick through some of the stuff.
No, I am single.
Okay, you're single.
Yes.
All right. Now.
Divorced.
Okay, and you, it would be good to go to court, get it over with, and clear your son and have your daughter come home.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I feel that could happen by the middle of August. Between now and the middle of August, I can feel everything being straightened out.
Well, he has to go into therapy. We do request that.
Yeah, I was going to get to that part. It's going.
Okay.
It's not without effort or conditions. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's going to be. Monitoring, there's going to be,
right.
You know, there's going to be paperwork. I feel like sometimes I feel like I can't even handle what they want me to do, and it's a little too much for me, and I feel very nervous and aggravated. And I feel like I could have a potential to be overwhelmed by it, but at the same time, I know I'm being treated fairly and kindly and getting a break.
Right.
You understand that?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like, here it is, it's over and done with. It's going to be, well, this is what we have to do to handle this.
Right.
And a lot of it's going to be on your end and the son's end, but I feel like once all this gets going and gets settled and the dust settles, I believe that your life is basically the way you want it by the middle of August, which would be your son being okay and your daughter living home.
Okay. Yes, well, I had to more or less protect one and also protect the other one, so.
I know.
It's difficult,
I know.
You know.
Very, very, very difficult.
Over the telephone.
My heart goes out to you, and I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, he said he just didn't know why he said that to her, so that's why I had to call the police and bring this police in it, so.
Yeah. They're going to, once the professionals come in, they're going to see what it's. They're going to see what it was all about.
Right.
And they're going to be, basically, they're going to be guidance in a way instead of punishment.
Exactly. He was not guided right about, well, we didn't really talk about growing up and having, you know, he has, like, changes.
Yeah.
You know, he's at that age, he's getting changes. And
yeah.
They talked about teen living, they call it. I won't mention how they say it, but it's teaching about the female and the males. And so he said that, you know, a lot of that. So, it, you know, it's just, it's a hard thing to talk about, you know, over
live
internet, you know, but.
Very hard, very hard. And, you know, your son is craving a male presence.
Right.
Is there a man?
No, sir. Just him. He's just the only male in the house. I have a daughter and myself. And
okay. I got a feeling that of all the readings like this I have done, that a male presence in your son's life would be very beneficial.
Yeah, he does talk about that, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's craving a big brother or a man so bad I feel like crying.
Right, that's true.
So, and I never seen such a simple case as this one.
All right, that's
where
exactly
if,
a lot of it, yeah.
If you can, I want you to focus your energy on bringing an older male into his life somehow.
I don't know who that would be, though.
I know it's hard. Who can you trust? Who's willing to do it? Especially...
I don't even date anybody. I mean, I don't think I can do is...
Well, what about scouts or school or...
Well, we tried school. I mean, you know, try to get him involved, and he...
Boys club.
He'll do the work, but he just wants to leave it. He don't want anything to do with the school. Other than going to school and doing his lessons and his classes.
Yeah. What about the Big Brother program or a
relative,
a neighbor?
No, I really don't talk to
him. It's hard. Isn't it hard? You know, I can feel everything you're saying, and I know it's so hard.
Yeah, it's funny. We don't know that many people we know here, and so we've been to churches and stuff, but, you know, I can't get him out too much. My daughter and I, we go out and about, but you can't get him out too much.
All right.
He'd rather play his game.
But it's not the same. I mean, it helps, but it's not the same.
Right.
He wants that man. The
right,
man
it
thing.
Is.
And he wants it, he don't want it forced on him. He wants it to be natural.
Right.
Like, hey,
true.
Buddy, what are you doing? Let's, you know, let's go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think make a big deal out of it. Don't make it look like you're the one that's creating it. Kind of like let it unfold naturally if and when this happens.
He's never given me problems, ever. And it's just...
Well, he's at a rough age. I am getting a little bit of... How is he in school?
He does real well in school.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Thank God, that's a good thing.
Yeah, he doesn't make grades. He don't give nobody any trouble in school. He's just...
Yeah. Good. His grades are good.
Well, I went out. I had left the apartment, and he knew I left. And you know, when this happened, and he said something to her, and it scared her. So
good. They might. You know, they might have some maybe court ordered counseling or.
That's what I was hoping they do.
Psychologist or something
I was
like that.
My daughter,
you're gonna run. I believe you're gonna run into that with this.
Pardon
and
me?
Don't resist it because I think it'll be a good thing.
No, I want him in therapy.
Okay.
And he wants to go. And
yeah.
Also, my daughter's wanting to come home, and she's wanting to go to court Tuesday because it's supposed to go the 11th.
I know.
They never called me to tell me the time.
Huh.
And I've never been through this, so I didn't know. And so I missed court, so they had to postpone it.
Yep.
So that's why they put the 25th, but I'm trying to get it up till this week.
You know, they were waving a letter at me. And a phone, so I believe probably within a couple of days. I mean, if you think it's Tuesday, what's today? Sunday?
Sunday.
It might even be tomorrow, telling you that there's going to be some kind of a communication coming to you real soon.
Yeah, now tomorrow they're supposed to let me know, so you got that right.
Oh, okay, because I feel like I keep hearing, like it's almost like tomorrow I want to...
Yeah, but they're going to tell me tomorrow that I can come to court this Tuesday or this week, I hope.
And I feel like it's good news, so...
Okay,
have hope
so.
In your heart, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate
I'll give you
it.
Some
love
numbers.
Your show. Listen
good.
To you all the time.
Do you? Good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love listening to you.
Sometimes I feel like there's nobody listening.
Oh, yeah, there is. Trust me. There's probably
there
millions
is?
Out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people.
All
guarantee
right.
you.
All right. I wish they'd send comments in, though.
I will.
Let
I
us
will.
Know. Let us
I'll
know,
let you know,
not just you, I mean everybody that's listening, let us know you're listening. Let us know what you like and what you would like to see. And, you know,
exactly.
Anything, you know what I mean? But let me give you your numbers. I got a 7.
Uh-huh.
3.
Okay.
And a 12.
Okay.
With you. And
I just use those for any time.
Yeah. One other thing, the people they put you in touch with to help with this,
uh-huh.
There may be a male that clicks with him. And if you ever get to talk to this man, ask him if they have any referrals where he can get like a Big Brother or this type of that. Or a program where he would come in contact with some older men or a group structured for.
He's antisocial, you know.
Okay. Don't let him see you doing it. Talk to him if you can privately.
Oh, I talked to him. Well, we just didn't talk about the right things, you know, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about any counselor that they put him to.
Yes, he needs that.
They might have some referrals or some ideas for the boy.
Right.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm
pretty sure there's one in particular. He's going to be a male, and I think he's going to put you in touch with something that can be a big help to him.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, great. I hope to hear that.
You take care and God bless.
God bless you, Mike, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, I'll say good night. I'll be here Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I am here twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Take care and God bless. Good night, everybody.